Hi, this is Paul. We are going live. We're just waiting for Dr. Kufar to come back in, and we will start the show. Glad to have you join us. We're going to be dissecting the Quran piece by piece. What we're starting in Surah 53. If you have a copy of the Generous Quran or your version of the Quran, you may want to join us. We're going to be going live on YouTube. And if you want to look up the DQS channel, that's D period, Q period, S period channel, and you can see us live there. We'll be starting on there as soon as Dr. Kufar comes back in the room. I think he had to take his dog out real quick. Oh, all right. All right. Oh, wait. Let's be honest. Usama is being kind because it only says by the star. When it goes down. Wait a minute. Do you know of stars that go down? That's kind of odd when you think about it. What did we do? 3 yesterday? Yes. Do we know who the companion is? Has not aired. So who's being seduced? I mean, is this the companion has not aired? So we don't know. There's nothing here that relates. He doesn't speak out of desire. What's the star? Who's the companion? No clue. All right. Well, there's a companion to who? I mean, we don't even know who swear. I mean, again, Usama was being kind when he put "I swear" there, because there's nothing that says who's speaking either. And if this is Allah swearing by a star, Allah is a small god. If this is Muhammad speaking, he has a companion. And it could be one of his sex slaves. I don't know. I mean, stars don't fall. That's what it comes down to. People who think they see stars falling are actually seeing asteroids or meteorites. I should say meteorites falling. They don't see stars. Stars don't fall. There's no way you could see this stuff. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What was only a revelation? The companion of the star? Okay, if this was a revelation, it's half-assed. I'm sorry. There's nothing there that's completely thought. Possessor, what did he possess? And a possessor went, so somebody who had something walked by him that caused this person who saw a star go down, sit down. Again, a person who's using Arabic as a second language and a writer that is incredibly bad. No descriptive words. It sounds like Dick went. It sounds like Dick and Jane books. Dick ran. Jane ran. Sally ran. Well, Allah doesn't know half the time. I mean, you say the highest part of the horizon. What is the highest part of the horizon? He came near, so he sat down. Okay. He's at a distance of, what do they mean by distance of two bows? Is this two bows in length, or is this the distance you'd have to, you'd shoot two arrows? I mean, you go to one spot, shoot an arrow, and then shoot another arrow? I mean, this is, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, so this, if that's what it is, regardless, there's so many different sizes of bows and arrows, I mean, and stuff. Are we using a Scythian bow? I mean, we can go on and on. Yeah, this is, it's, Allah is too limited in his scope of knowledge to be. Yeah. So Allah swears, or is this Muhammad swearing? Wow. Well, if Allah is swearing, that says something about his limited capacity. Oh, that's another problem. Is that like redundancy personified? He revealed to his servant what he revealed. Why did you even bother trying to communicate that? I haven't learned anything from this passage. Nothing there. You know, he revealed what he revealed. What did he reveal? Because there's nothing here that's clear. And if this is your ability as a small god, I get it that you're small, but... We've got to keep thinking small gods. So they don't know what they're doing. I mean, and if we've got somebody who's writing who's using Arabic as a second language, this explains limited vocabulary too, but most people have a little bit broader vocabulary. He keeps saying about Jibril, huh? Yeah, that's the point. And how can, this is the other problem here, is that Muslims will swear to you, Sunni Muslims in particular, will swear to you the entire Quran is Muhammad's voice. I'm sorry, Allah's voice. If this is Allah's voice, and we're following through on what they state is their belief structure, we have severe problems. Yeah. But, okay, but what did it see? Well, I mean, I can get what the, I mean, you can, your heart can, I'll feel like my guts, you know, believe something, see something. I can understand that concept, but, you know, you'll get like, you know, you can't trust somebody. You'll get that, you'll get those feelings. And that would say that that's the heart seeing. But we can't tell. There's nothing here that communicates to us anything about a heart or a feeling, or there's nothing here. I'm sorry. Well, this scribe needs a lesson in scribing. We don't know what he saw. Well, if he lived in Arabia, yeah, that's true. Now, what does that mean that there's a non-Arabic word here again that nobody knows what it means? As I said, the scribes need scribal lessons. He needs to know how to write. When the sidra, okay, when the tree, that the sidra is the tree, was covered, that doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, this, I will say, is not, this kind of bad writing is not characteristic of Arabic, of somebody using a second language. This is characteristic of somebody with very limited vocabulary. We don't know what he saw still. Well, big, you won't see, yeah, that works. Big and plural, those two work together. Big and signs work together. Yeah, those will work together. Could have many big signs, but yeah. You've got some big, you could say some, yeah, you could, it still works, but it's just bad. Oh, no, this is first, this is at the most first grade. The words might sound bigger, but the intellect of the person is much lower. Now, again, if these are the words, and this is, you know, this is the other part that makes the scribe issue problematic, because these are supposed to be the words given to Muhammad to write this very bad drivel by Allah. Wait, Jibril. No matter how you look at it, it's bad. Yeah, low brain capacity. Yep. Third one, Manat. Okay, so Manat is kind of left out. What? That doesn't make any... And what? Okay. We don't even know what they're dividing. What are they dividing, the boys and the girls?
Okay.
Yep. So he's upset about, wait, is the division the names? Jeez. Okay, let me ask you this. Allah didn't send, does this mean Allah doesn't have authority? There's something, there's authority above Allah because he can send something down, but he can send something down without authority to somebody, so he must submit to something else. So that's what it sounds like right now. Oh, it does say, in the heading, it does say these are the satanic verses. So here's the problem. It says Allah sent it down here. Allah did not send it down with authority. That still means Allah sent it down. Are you catching that? Allah is Satan, according to this verse. Allah did not send it down with authority. So if Allah is Satan, it gets sent down. If you're going to call this satanic verses, that's where they call this. I guess I can see where they call it satanic verses now. This makes Allah have the appearance of Satan. But there's other verses in the Quran that do that too. So it's not unusual, unfortunately. Does the human wish? Did they tell us here? I have no idea. The first, I know what, maybe they want to be the first ones to jump in the pool. All I can think of. So are they saying that the angels are neither male nor female, but they'll get female names? Or are they saying all the angels are male and they get girly names if they act like, if, you know, this is the, go up to this verse 27, surely those who do not believe. So those who don't believe get to name the angels? That's another problem. It doesn't mean, it's just kind of out there. Wow. Whoever wrote this really doesn't know what they're saying. Well, we didn't see it. Did anybody hear about a reminder? Or because he didn't seem to be reminding us about anything. What reminder? Okay, elementary level. Why, this is confusing. I'm just going to say this is confusing because he didn't communicate anything clearly. But Allah does like fornication. Oh, this is disgusting. If you can just scroll up, it should be in the chat. We're in Surah 53, I believe, correct? Yeah. We're in Surah, 53. 53, verse 32, we're about to start. Fornication is not complete without penetration, which this is contrary to the teachings of the Bible. Let's see Matthew 5:28. And that has to do with if it's in your brain, you've committed the sin. Ugh. Hey. Except entering. Wow. You know, you would think that a book of, quote, scripture wouldn't have so much perversion in it. Yesterday we read about an orgy, and today we're reading about yeah, I think that's exactly what it means because according to the bath, the ghusl you have to take, it's only if you've had sex. And then according to them, if you haven't had, if you're not yet pubescent as a female, you don't have to have the, you don't have to wash yourself because it's only your husband's sperm then. That's what it sounds like. Isn't this what the his men were asking? You know, if can we do we have to pull out to ejaculate, basically? You know, and Muhammad turns around and says, "No, you can go rape. You can rape the slaves." Yeah. Okay, my thought, you ready? Allah is a peeping Tom. He likes to watch. He's a voyeur. Okay, are we going back to Allah having chronological impairment? Yep, we are back to that. Yeah, I told you we're back to chronological impairment. We have no understanding what they're talking about. What is the fullest reward? Do you have a clue? Could it be that Lamborghini? 72 disgusting, translucent-skinned horries? Mm. Oh, that's what that is. It's just simple. You know, it's just simple. You can have sex. Oh boy, this is I mean, if we're this is all about sex, so this could be about a climax. Make sure you put that box. This is not for children. When oh my gosh, yeah, this is all about sex, people. This is Allah's perversions. Some water or many waters. Well, okay, so we got Nafta comes along. There's another creation. See, Allah, yeah, it's so bad. Don't even get into it. There's a series done by Usama on creation. You can find it at paulsutliff.blogspot.com, the whole series. I recommend going to Straight Way of Ministry, Great Way of Grace Ministry on YouTube. This is just, yeah. Richer in suffices. He just makes, again, the scribe needs scribal lessons. Who could that be? Could it be Momo or could it be Jibril? I don't know. Huh. What does that say when we're using Greek in the middle of this? Now we're back to using Arabic as a second or third language. Wait. Didn't it say that one of the last chapters we read, Ad and Tamud came before Noah? And the people Noah before. Now we have Noah before Ad and Tamud. Am I wrong? I thought they said, I can't, you know, this is just so bad. I'm sorry. We're back to Allah's chronological impairment. We've talked about Abraham. We've talked about Moses. And now we're back to talking about Noah. Prophet Google, huh? It's fun. You got something that Allah can't do, put things in order. In order. You gotta corrupt things to make them work in order by Islam. Tamud, okay. So are we talking about the people of Noah being more rebellious, or the people of Ad and Tamud being more rebellious? Hey, you know, whoever Al-Mutafika is, he just gave us, you know, another example of how book is clear as mud, because there are words here that Allah doesn't know. Or if he knows them, he surely didn't communicate it. Yeah, that says, so if your scholars can't come up with a definition, does that really mean what it says, that Allah can't communicate? Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say it can be the name of some, that's, it could be two different things built together just because of the amount of letters. Because you can have three letters. I'm not talking about vowels. I count one, two, three. Oh, there's only five. So maybe you're right. You could be right. What? Okay, redundancy alert. Redundancy alert. We haven't had a reason for anybody to be removed or anything. We don't even know what they're talking about. Well, we haven't had anything clear through most of the book, but this chapter, we've understood that it was supposed to be perverted. And they talked about going in and out. Are they talking about going in and out again? I don't cry because it's painful to read. And you let, okay, that might, that, and you do not cry. We could say that to Osama, yeah. Maybe that's what they normally put at the end of that. I can see, and you laugh and you do not cry as a question. I mean, I can see that being expressed as a question. You laugh and you don't cry? Yeah. But again, there's no punctuation in the older languages. Wow, you amuse yourselves. We don't know what they were doing besides having sex earlier. Uh-oh. We're in the moon. Oh, okay. Let's not talk about the moon with a crack, okay? Uh-oh. So, I mean, that Muhammad was 30 years old then. So we are starting next time on chapter 56. All right, and that is the inevitable. I'm just going to highlight the one. Oh my gosh, it can't get any worse than what we just did. Is DQS or DSQ? Oh my gosh.
That was chapter 55.
Wow.
Okay, so on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to highlight this.
Bill for speed. Yeah, I could definitely use some headache medicine after this. Oh, wow. If you're also looking to follow me, you can go to on Facebook. I have a group called the Svetlifian Report, and you can go there as well. You have to ask to be a member because I don't like dealing with trolls, and that's the best place to connect with me there too. Oh, that's a bummer. All I know is that was so mind-numbing. I'm going to be doing something pretty soon. I might be doing it tomorrow, see if I can help blow things up. We'll see. I'm gonna take all these, and I know you've put them together as a thread, but I'll make a page. I've got over 150,000 readers in the past few years, so we'll see. Yeah. But the questions need to be asked. That's what it comes down to. These questions just need to be asked. Not after that last chapter. Sorry. Well, you know what I have to say about it? It just proves Allah has traumatic brain injury if he believes these things. Yeah, agreed. That book would never make it to publishing. The Religion of Pieces. The Religion of Lies. Sorry, Christians and Jews wouldn't bother with it, and there would be no Christ then, because it would all be fake. Oh, boy. We'll see. We're talking about Tuesday, or are we talking about Monday? Thank you for giving us a merciful day off. You have more mercy than Allah. Allah wants people to read this crap. You got to have some time for your brain cells to regenerate. Yep, this is your brain on the Quran. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Hey, if you can, just email us, I mean, send me the audio through Skype or something. Okay. Yeah, it only takes about 30 minutes. No, I'm saying, no, 5 to 10 minutes after you close out, after the show ends. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, mine's usually done within 5 minutes. When I log off after a 2-hour show, it's usually about 5 to 10 minutes at the most. Oh, go do something to kill off what you just did. God bless. I'll see you, Larry. You have a great week. I'll see you Tuesday. Bye.